Chulin, Paragimel Mishnah Beis. After the Arichas Dvar Mishnah Aleph, listing off all the different types of Mumin, Chaseirois, Nikovim, Bechule, that render an animal treifa. So now the Mishnah is going to list off different types of Mumin that don't render an animal treifa. It's a lot easier because mostly they're in context of Mitzvah that we've discussed. Ve'elu Ksheirois Babehema. We have to point out that the same way we had in the Mishnah before, a list, but that list was not conclusive. There are others that are not on the list, and there's another list of seven, and then there's another list at the end that we discussed. Over here also, Eluk Sheres Babem, it doesn't mean that these are the only cases of Mumin that are not Dreyfus. Nikva Agergeres Oy Nistiko does not render a Behemet Dreyfo. A Nekef in the windpipe is not matter of the behema. What we had is that a nekev in the voshet, in the food pipe, is matter of a behema. So nikva gegeres oishen nistako, even cracked, also does not render it a treifa. At kama techsa, how much could be missing in the gargeres and the simen is still intact, and it's a kosher shchita, and the behema is also chaya and it's not a treifa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Alayma Adki Isor Italki. Isor Italki is a coin. It's a smallish coin. We have no idea exactly how big it is, but it's something to the effect. You look in the Poiskim, that's less than halfway around the corner. So it's not that big, but there's a piece missing over there. Now the question, the Rav brings the details from the Gemara, is how many different, let's say there are punctured holes in different places, are they mitztarif to a shear of Rav Gargeris? So the Rav brings that if there are several holes, if they mitztarif to the shear of Rav Gargeris, so that itself would be matruf to behema. If the amount is not Rav Gargeris, but there are shtikluch that are missing, and it would be mitztarif to a shear of Yosem Yisr, then that's also matruf. That's the Rav speaks out b'kitzer. The nistika the Rav speaks out v'hushi shtayba b'kono l'malo l'mata kolshu. Even if there's a crack, but nothing's missing, the crack itself, as long as there's what to be mitzvah, if we spoke to San Mishnah Aleph, would heal eventually the simen. Nivcheso ha'gugoylus. Again, there's a piece missing from the skull of the animal. Nivcheso means it's pochos. But there was no penetration to the moyach itself. The krumois that are agabe moyach are intact. There's a hole in the heart, but it does not penetrate all the way to the main kli dam inside. Nishbara shedra, the spinal cord is broken. The shedra itself, the vertebrae are broken, but not the chut hashedra that runs inside. Not the spinal cord itself, which would destroy the nervous system. Nitla kovid, v'nishtai hemene kezayis. There's something left over, enough of the kovid, we spoke out, the shiurim. And over here, the Mishnah says that the shear that would have to be left over in order that the behemoth shouldn't be a treif, v'nishtai hemene kezayis. And we pointed out that the Mishnah Aleph says, lo nishtai hemene klum. So there's a machlokes between two tanoim over here, in two stomach of the Mishnahis. Something very unusual. And we paskin like the Mishnah over here. We spoke out of Mishnah Aleph how much, how big though that piece that would have to be left over of the liver would be in order to regenerate. These are the chalokim of the digestive system. The hemses ubeis hakoisos shenikvu zeb l'toichzeh. The hemses ubeis hakoisos, we spoke out of Mishnah Aleph, go into each other. So if there's a nekev in each, so then that would render that part of the digestive system inoperative, but if the whole goes from one to the other, then it'll eventually seal. Nitla tchoil. The Mishnah didn't say this in Mishnah Aleph. Over here, nitla tchoil is not a treifa. What we had in Mishnah Aleph, and we added this in the Shev Shmeitzer, the added seven treifos that are not in the Mishnah Mufurish, one of them is that there's a nikiv in the tchoil. Tchoil is a spleen, and a person could have a spleen removed and could live many happy, healthy years. So nitla tchoil in Gansin is not a treifa. if it has a hole through it, that will create malfunctioning in the guf, and that will make the behemoth into a trefa. Nitlu akloyos. This is a chiddush, because kloyos are kidneys. A person certainly can't live without two kidneys. He can live without one. Many people donate kidneys. But there has to be at least one. The Rav points out that over here we're talking about nitlu akloyos, even both. Now, in a human, this is a dovah tamua. For many years, there were matmiah that the Mishnah could say this about animals. Lamaisa, the digestive system of an animal that's maligeri works differently. And they found out with research that the maligeri behemoths could live without kidneys. And that's that we have been researched 3.5 years, 1,000 years ago. Nitlu akloyos is not a trefa. Nital lechi hatachtoin, this is the lower jaw. That would not render the behemoth treif, even though it's quite compromising for the behemoth. Nitlo ha'em shaloh, the aim is the rechem, the chelik that allows it to have children. Charuso bidei shamayim. Charuso is some type of mum of the lungs where it shrivels up from some type of trauma. And it becomes, the Lashon charuso means kechoyo shel dekel, which is dried out peres. So it becomes, charuso means it becomes dry and brittle. If it's bidei shamayim, if that trauma is bidei shamayim, let's say al yidei an earthquake, al yidei thunder, a volcano, whatever it is, we don't have any yedda in this. But if it happened al yidei shamayim, so Chazal made it to us that the effect is not as destructive. If it would be charusa bidei odom, so then that would render the behemah trefa. Hagluda, we mentioned this in passing at the end of Mishnah Aleph because it's also on the list in the Gemara of things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. But here the Mishnah speaks it out that this is Taka Machlaikis. And the stomach of what we said before, that it would be a trefa, is telling this Machlaikis. Remeya Machshir, Gluda is that all the skin of the behemoth comes off. Either literally the skin fell off because of a Machla, so that or some other reason, which the Rav doesn't explain. According to a mayor, that would not render it. It'll grow back. That will not render the behemoth trefa. The Chacham hold that that's netula krua, that that's one of the psula. The Gemara just says that even according to the Chacham that say that it's a trefa, if there's enough skin, kireichav sela apnei kol hashedra, so that would regenerate, and that's the behemoth is not a trefa. Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu trefois ba'oif. Now we're moving on a little bit to the biology of an oif. Some of the yisoides are going to be familiar. The yisoides are familiar. Some of the details are also going to be familiar. But there are other details legabe an oif. The anatomy is different. Nukuvas haveshet psukas hagageris. The same sensitivity that a veshet that's nokuv will be matriv an oif. We had that by a behema as opposed to a gageris, which is less sensitive. And over there it's only going to be by a psukas hagageris. Hikato chuldo al roisha mokum shoisa oisa trefa. A chuldo, which is something that has weight, it's a little bit smaller than a cat, a chuldo, something like a rat. And if it hits, the loshen hikasa means the guy that it hit. Lamaisa the Gemara is mefarish, that hikasa, you see the Rav says it, shenoshcha bishineo. If it hit it with its weight, then that would be called a dorsa, and if the claws went in, that would create a trefus called dorsa, would be any place in the body. This that's dafka al roisha over here is a bite with its teeth, and that's only al roisha. First, I point out that it has to be said in the Mishnah dafka makom shoisa is a trefa. There would be a makom to think that a oif would be more sensitive in this type of way than a behemah, and it would become a trefa even if it's not makom shoisa is a trefa. Kimuvu in Mishnah Aleph. Nikava kurkavon, this is already something that's unique to the anatomy of an oif. The kurkavon is inside one of the chalokim of the digestive system of an oif, which is takes the place of a base hakoisois in a behema. The food goes down, the derech avoshet, goes down to the zefek. The zefek is the first place where the food is digested. That's a pouch inside. The zevik is like a pouch, and then it goes from there straight into the kurkavon. The kurkavon grinds up the food, and then and the food goes right into the other chalokim. The kurkavon is also a treifa. Nikvu adakin is also the intestines of a bird. The Welt says over, you know, the anatomy is hard to see. Today they have pictures. But Amol Gitzayt and Arov had to go to a Beis HaShchita. And Arov first had smicha on that he knew the halachas in such a chanach. And then he had to sit and he had to see the metzias in order to be able to be a Rav, to be able to paskin. After he learned the Gemara's in Chulin, and he learned Yerideh, when he saw the Kurkavon in real time, he saw it, and he said, oh, this is the Helig of Kurkavon. It's the Helig of Torah. So the anatomy itself becomes Helig if you're looking at it from the perspective of Hilchus Treifus. Nafla lor v'nechmeru b'nei me'el. The oif fell into a fire, near a fire, and it was singed. B'nei me'el means it's kishkis, where the b'nei me'el are the evorim hapnimim, the digestive system. Im yerukim. Take, let's say, a chicken. There's a reddish tinge on the stomach, and now it became greenish. That means that there's real damage there. Psulim becomes a treifa. V'im adumim, if it stays with its natural color, ksherim. Dorsa, this is something that we had by Behema. That means a person, let's say, stepped on an oif. V'torfa, or somebody threw it by kaisel against the wall. Today there's a chash. They have these conveyor belts where the chickens that come from one place to another, they hit the floor of where they're being transported to with a force, and the chash of Doris Bakoisel. Oishu itzatzto, behemo. That means a behemo hit it. And this makes a chash risuke varm. We spoke this out, lagabe a nefulo, in Mishnah Aleph, lagabe a behemo. Umefarcheses, v'shoaso me'es la'es. The oif is alive, is moving around. The shachta ksheira, then it's kosher. The chiddush over here is that even though an oif is more delicate than a behemoth, a mice, if it lasted 24 hours, even if you didn't see it walk, there's no chashash of risuk evor. Mishneh dalet ve'elu ksheiris boif. Again, this continues the same idea. Nikva gergeres shenistika. So there, the gergeres is less sensitive. Ois shenistika. Hikasa chulda roish shemokum she'ene ois treifa. We spoke at the chiddush of that in Mishneh Gimel, that even though noif is more sensitive, it has to be dafka mokum she'ois treifa. Nikav hazefek. The zefek is the first place where the food goes into, the undigested food. And that's kilu teisefes on the voishit. Even though the voishit is sensitive, that even the kuvas of voishit passels, but not nikav azefek. Seems queer from the lashon of the Tanakhama that only nikav azefek, not if it was ripped or if it was in ganzen missing. Rebbe Yoima afilu nital. Even if it was torn out, the oif could still survive. Yotzu bnei me'er v'lo nikvu. It had some type of like a hernia where the bnei me'er bulge out. We're talking over here to the small intestines. Before we had B'nei Me'ayim, which are the bigger intestines. And the B'nei Me'ayim doesn't mean Dafkin the intestines in Mishneh Gimel. It means the whole inner organs. Over here we're talking about Dafkin the small intestines. But the Maaseh, there's no Nekiva over here, that's why it's not a Treifa. Nishtabru Gaper means its wings are broken. Nishtabru Agle, its feet are broken. It can't fly, but it can live. Nimritu Knofel. The feathers were clipped off the whole gufoiv. It could survive, even though the feathers really protect it. Survive it will. In the wild, it might not survive that long. It's not healthy, but it's not chosu in the tzurzoiv, and it can't survive. If you daimim nitla noitza, the noitza is the feathers that are close to the bosom. That's mamish, the basic level protection. It's like the skin of the oif. Psula. That already renders the oif psula.